Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Though, let's head to New South Wales now, which of course has had a horrific week with the floods that we're all watching each night on the news. But before that, New South Wales was dealing with a mouse plague, and spiders too, just thrown in for good measure. There is talk, however, of the mice heading south, and I hope it's not the case, but let's try and get some answers, being as we are not afraid to turn our eyes to such matters here on Breakfast. Lucy Thackray is a rural reporter in Western New South Wales. Good morning, Lucy.
Good morning.
Have I put the wrong emphasis on Thackray there? Is it Thackray?
Oh, you nailed it. You're one of very few. You've nailed
it. Okay, well, it was 50-50, wasn't it?
But yeah, I also respond to rodent correspondent, so whatever you'd like to well, refer to me as is
Lucy,
fine.
The rodent correspondent. Self-interest first, here in Melbourne, are the mice getting closer to us?
Look, unfortunately, that is a gift that we seem to be giving our southern cousins. So what has happened is they're being seen around the New South Wales-Victoria border and slightly south. And unfortunately, it's not actually the fact that we're losing our mice, just that they are continuing to breed out of control. And it seems they might not actually have any more room left in New South Wales. So they are starting to head further south. So what they look for is a lot of that grain, which has been left behind, spat out by headers and things like that at the end of harvest.
Whoa, hang on. Whoa, Lucy. Rodent correspondent. That's a lot of agricultural talk you just threw at me. Grain, right. Head, starting.
Okay, so when we had harvest at the end of last year, and in Victoria it was a little bit later, so we might be expecting what we saw, because we, in New South Wales, this was happening in about October, so mm-hmm. That's when we started to see mice, whereas Victoria is a few months behind with harvest for farms and when we were, you know, seeing all the crops being picked. So you guys would typically be a couple of months behind as well in that regard, mm-hmm. because that's what the mice are really loving at the moment, is because you don't actually get all the grain at the end of a harvest. A lot sits there. And because we've had so many issues with the drought, with killing off a lot of the predators that would otherwise be eating mice, and the prices have been so high, so there aren't a lot of cattle or sheep or people are waiting. So it's just a free-for-all basically for mice. And we've had this perfect storm with the best conditions for breeding mice as well. So we had a really nice mild summer. Now we've got a humid autumn. So it's just perfect for breeding mice out of control.
I wish you didn't sound so knowledgeable, Lucy, because I could try and pick holes in your argument. But it sounds like, yeah, it's happening and it's real. And there are reasons that we should potentially be afraid of more mice coming down. How bad has it been in New South Wales in the last month or so?
It's been getting much, much worse. Normally you would expect breeding to be slowing down, but it's not, which is just terrifying in the extreme. I went to a supermarket on Friday to film a TV story, and they were just all through the food, all through the building. People are catching between 500 and 1,000 every single night. They're eating all the
hay. How do you even
do
that? Like, is that like in their swimming pools or things? Or what? How do you, like, industrial style trapping going on?
Oh, people are getting very inventive, and it's kind of the number one topic of conversation as well. People are sounding pretty murderous at the moment, just walking around talking about, you know, the best bulk killing techniques, but they're just taking over homes. They're running over people's faces in their sleep.
Oh, no.
I'm so sorry.
Are we talking just, like, you know, we're not talking Sydney CBD here. We're talking, you know, Western New South Wales primarily.
Yeah, so between kind of Dubbo, which is where I'm at, which is in the middle of New South Wales, right up towards Queensland. So it's really, really far spread around there, widespread, mm-hmm. Particularly if you had grain. But they are just taking over their inside homes. They've been eating through the sealant to get into buildings. And they are, yeah, in their hundreds of thousands.
I'm chatting to my rodent correspondent, Lucy Thackray, up in Western New South Wales. Lucy, you've been reporting on this in some depth and detail, but you're also a human. Like, have you been experiencing this yourself in your own life and in your own sleep?
Yeah, I have an actual phobia, so you might not be able to, you know, you can't see, but I'm wringing my hands at the moment. I had to buy a new shirt after filming them because I sweat through the first one last week. People in the small town of Gelaghambone thought I was hilarious. I had a little crowd watching me scream as I walked up and down the shopping aisles as they jumped out at me. But I'm also in our mouse booth in the office because it's the last place that we saw our office mice. So my feet are up on the chair. It's a bit of a sick joke that I've become the rodent correspondent because they're not my favourite thing by any stretch of the imagination.
I wish I could do something to help. I cannot do anything to help other than wish you the very best from Melbourne and plead with you to stop them from coming any further south if you can do anything, Lucy.
Any Pied Pipers, if they can come out. Yeah, bulk cats, maybe lions, whatever we can get, that'd be good.
Lucy Thackray, we may stay in touch. I want you to keep well up there and appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you.
Lucy Thackray there, our rodent correspondent.